Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's other people's problems. OPP for short. I don't know what's wrong with me. What's happening today?
Today we have Amanda. She's got a big event coming up with her new boyfriend.
Ooh.
Yay.
But her history is coming into the present.
Okay, Amanda.
Yay.
What's going on?
I've been dating my boyfriend for a few months, and I have a good friend who's having a wedding. It's coming up soon. And the wedding is with literally everyone I was friends with in college, like my whole group.
Ooh, so fun.
Yeah. So fun. But there's going to be, you know, at least like four, maybe even a few more guys at this wedding that I have slept with in my past.
Four, maybe a few more. Look, no judgies.
Thanks.
Why are you laughing at her?
I don't know. It's just... I love that we can just be all friends here or whatever. It freaks me out when a woman admits things like that, because we do live in a slut-shamey society.
Okay.
And I, like, you're just being super bold, Amanda, and it just...
It's not bold. We are normalizing it,
yep.
Right?
Okay, you're right.
There you go.
But I just start laughing when I'm uncomfortable, because if that's your real name and you're not going for voice disguiser, this feels a little weird.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Unless her boyfriend's listening.
Okay.
Okay. Well, why would that matter? If it either doesn't matter, or why would that change it?
Ah! Look who found a loophole.
Why don't we let Amanda keep talking?
Okay, Amanda. So how long have you got a boyfriend that you're taking to the wedding? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. And my question is, you know, like, my relationship is pretty new. It seems like too new to spring this information on him, even though it was, it's all in the past. Like, this was years ago. I don't even see these people. but I just don't know. He's coming with me. I just don't know how much I should tell him about the other guys at the wedding. Like, should I not say anything? Should I roll the dice and just hope nobody says anything when they meet him?
Does this friend group party hard?
Yeah, that's an important part of this.
That is a super,
because no one, when they first shake his hand, is going to go, and by the way, I banged your girlfriend.
No.
But after drinks 3, 4, 5, maybe more.
Yes.
Like the men.
You think so?
Yes.
Really? Or they're in a group joking about it, and the boyfriend could be present?
Yeah.
I think there's just even subtle stuff that I think the boyfriend might pick up on. It's kind of like, you hug that guy a little. Like, there's, especially once the drinks are flowing, it's kind of like, what was that? You used to date that guy? Oh, well.
But then it happens 4 more times.
Yeah. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it just happens to one and you could just go, yeah, and then that's not a big deal at all. Oh, yeah, I used to date that guy. Who cares?
I don't want to put you in a weird spot, but like you said, you don't talk to these guys anymore, right? But do you know about them? Like, are they single?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if any of them are single, you could be like, do you know what I'm saying? Because like you go to a wedding and you're single and you're kind of, it's like, oh, there's Amanda. I remember that night with Amanda.
Yeah, but then you see that she has a plus one, and then you respect her.
Weird.
Like, I don't... To me, it's
have
so weird.
Have you seen men, like, when they get hammered? You're telling me drunk men haven't hit on you in front of your boyfriend. Any boyfriend.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. It's happened to...
Yeah. And it's interesting that you...
Slacker.
It's interesting Aaron said you respect her, because I think they would. They don't respect your boyfriend. They don't know him.
Right.
Who cares about that guy?
Yeah. And they're just going
it's very anti-man. Men
are.
TBT, that was really fun.
I know a couple of them have girlfriends, but I also know that some don't.
Okay, so. See, now I'm torn, because it's like, okay, maybe the ones with girlfriends, they didn't tell their girlfriends, and then you told your boyfriend, and then it
mutually assured destruction.
And it's just,
then nobody's going to talk because I don't want you to say that I banged you and like you don't want. So like
know,
we're just not going to.
It still comes out and their girlfriends don't know. Like we're just looking at a hodgepodge of angry women.
Okay.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Call or text if you've been. I mean, this has got to be common, right?
I have had to do this.
I'm pulling up a chair.
Yeah.
When you join the show?
Okay, babe. No, I have a friend. I mean, we're kind of still friends who I had previous relations with.
Uh-huh.
And that person will be meeting my fiance. And so I told my fiance long ahead of the meeting because I just wanted him to let me know how he felt about it. Because I felt like lying about it would be way worse.
Oh, for sure. But I also don't think it has to be that big of a deal where it's like, hey, I have a past with that guy. Everything's fine. We're not interested. Like, right. I'm obviously with you. It's like, I don't think it's a big deal.
Except yeah. There are four, maybe more.
Right.
Like getting confronted with a whole, like a plethora all yeah. at once of people who've been familiar with your.
What were you about to say?
With your sig other.
Oh, oh my gosh. I went somewhere was way weirder.
God.
I'm so sorry.
What word would you have used, Amanda?
Amanda, were any of these guys serious? Like, did you date any of them? Or was it all hookups?
It was mostly hookups, but then one we dated for like 3 months. It was, okay. It ended.
The one you dated, I feel like kind of. Have to tell. That's why I told.
But is there a statute of limitations at a certain point where it's like, this was over a decade ago.
Right.
None of it counts
Thank
anymore,
you.
Right? At what point, or does that not happen?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. I just don't want my new boyfriend to get the wrong impression of me. And I don't know. I just feel like I'm overthinking it.
All right. So here are your options, and we're going to get lots of advice. Don't say anything. Roll the dice. Seems like a terrible plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if it comes out.
You're banking on drunk wedding guests, male drunk wedding guests to be mature.
Right. And quiet.
Yeah. And that's a risky bet.
So then tell him all of it. Tell him some of it.
Mm.
Like, hey, there may be a guy who I slept with at the wedding.
And then
you're banking on only one
of
them being an idiot. And then it's like, oh, forgot. I slept with that guy too. If more than one came, I don't have the answer, but I know that other people have done this. I mean, Erin just seems like she would just go. Like, who cares?
Yeah. I have had this conversation with my current boyfriend.
You're like,
and it's fine because I had confidence in us.
You've told, you haven't kept it.
Correct.
Okay.
Same with him.
Okay. Cool. Love that.
I know that this is going to come as a shock to no one. My insecurity is strong enough that to go, if I were seeing someone and I knew I was going into a room with at least four other men they've slept with, that would be hard for me.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It kind of was an ego blow, but then you just have to remember we are with each other. I love our relationship. I don't need to compare.
Hmm.
But it's
yeah.
All right, Amanda, hang on. We're gonna get some advice for you.
What if you're on the bad side of the comparison? Which is that's where my insecurity comes in.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's a Shane Gillis thing, but it's like, here's one of my exes, and he's a Navy SEAL. You're like, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
You start to go like, okay, that man's got no quit. Like, and I know that I'm not. I don't have that.
But they're with you now. So what does it matter?
Exactly.
But you got to ask yourself, did he break up with her? Is she still thinking about?
It doesn't matter. They broke up. It's history.
I mean, they're with me now when that guy wasn't around, but now we're going in for the weekend and that guy's going to be around.
Thank you for being as insecure as I am.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys
are stressing me out.
Sorry. All right. Or should Amanda just not go to the wedding? Okay.
That's not an option.
Okay. Amanda's about to see four, maybe more.
Sounds like definitely more.
Of her exes with her current. What should she do? How much information should she give her current before they go? 303-222-5423.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Amanda, who has a boyfriend. They're very happy.
I'm happy for her.
And they're thinking about going to a wedding very soon. Mm-hmm. Problem is, it's a bunch of her old college friends. Mm-hmm. And she has slept with 4, maybe more.
And probably more.
Who will be attending the wedding. So the question becomes, how much do you tell your new boyfriend before you get there?
Yeah.
Uncomfortable situations.
But what's more uncomfortable? Standing there lying? Watching your boyfriend shake hands with someone and you're like, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh, I hope nothing happens. I hope nothing comes up.
I just don't understand why everyone is taking it so seriously. It's a wedding with like people in college you hooked up with. It's not like these are all people you got divorced from.
Right. No, and I'm saying, wouldn't you rather be honest?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
For sure.
Jordan?
Yai.
What do you think Amanda should do here?
I think you should absolutely tell the full truth. I think it's a lot worse getting caught in a lie later, especially with, like, I feel like the one person you're supposed to be completely honest with.
Yeah.
And I think he'll feel a lot worse if he finds out that you lied, or he'll be embarrassed if he finds out there. So I think just get it out on the table, and maybe if he doesn't like that side of you, that might be a different conversation.
Does she tell him it's 4 or more?
That's what I'm saying.
Does she just say, hey, there might be a couple guys?
Just full everything. Like, does she have dossiers on each one of them? One of them's name's
Chet. What is a dossier?
Like a book with their photo and their current stats.
I don't think he needs photos. I think it's just, hey, there's a couple guys who are going to be there and
I slept with them
and it was in college and I just don't want you to be surprised. End of story.
Yeah. And if that's not her anymore, you can say that was kind of a different side of me. You know, that's not really me anymore. But I think just be completely honest. It's a lot worse getting caught in a lie. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot worse being the person being lied to, that everyone else in the room knows something that you didn't about your partner.
It's almost like an inside joke that you're the butt of.
Like a
yes,
fool.
Exactly.
Okay, but I have to ask Erica specifically this question. Okay. Because in some ways, you're as messed up as I am when it comes to weird insecurities and stuff.
Okay.
And this makes it less about slut shaming and everything else. Would you be comfortable if your fiance was like, you walked into a bar like in his hometown in Michigan and he's like, there's 4... maybe more women that I've slept with in this bar. You'd be like, totally get it. It was the past.
I've met someone that he's been with. And it was, I actually really liked her.
But if there was all of a sudden, I'm saying an overwhelming number of women.
Did he warn me ahead of time? Because that's why, like, the warn ahead of time is good. It gives you a minute to go, okay, I'm prepared.
Yeah. Prepare and don't get caught off guard.
You just prove your own point or our point.
No, even being prepared, I don't want to be in a room. I know if you're with him, you know he slept with at least 4 people. You know that. You know he slept with 20 people, whatever. If you know his number,
sure,
great. You just don't want to be like knowing it and being confronted with it are 2 totally different things.
But when you're confronted with it, when you're ready, like you've been told, it's honestly no big deal. It almost becomes like a little bit of like a,
I guess we're not the same.
I got you, girl.
Yeah.
Like I know.
I'm obviously more insecure than you.
We should work on that.
I know. We probably should. Thank you for the call. Brad?
Yes.
What do you think?
So my question is it's her girlfriend's wedding she's going to. How many of those guys has her girlfriend slept with that she's got invited to the wedding?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me ask. Yeah, that is a fantastic question. My answer, if I if I was getting married to somebody from that college clique or whatever, I wouldn't invite, there would be no women that I slept with. You
really?
Cannot have people
from
you slept with.
You can.
It doesn't matter. You do not have people you slept with.
If you're still friends, mm-hmm. yeah, you can.
Yes, you can. I thought Aaron was saying you can't, and I was is unlike you. If you're in like a friend group and it is so the past, what does it matter?
Yeah, it's who knows? Either way, it could go either way, but
it's irrelevant. Like,
your girlfriend's
it becomes
with you
irrelevant.
Brad, that is such an interesting twist to think of the bride. It's like, so then in your college friend groups, you just have all like the yarn Venn diagram where like you slept and then you're still friends with that girl who
there
also slept with the same.
There is one specific group that I am not friends with. They were high school students and they have swapped everyone around and they've gotten married. And that whole group is still going on European vacations together. It is wild, but it works out.
I think it's normal if you've known people a really long time. And high school is a good example of it.
Thank you, Brad. On your holiest of holy days, the day you are
is looking, a wedding the no, holiest no, well, of holy days?
As far as your relationship goes, you're like, I want to look down the aisle and my bride is coming towards me and I look at her and think, this is my forever. Obviously not, but this is my forever.
For soccer.
But I don't want to accidentally like dart my eye and go, but I've done that. I've done that. I've done like you
and,
don't.
And what if someone that you have slept with married like your best friend?
That is not. I'm not going to that wedding.
Why not? Don't you want to support your best friend?
Like it can be so long ago that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the wedding of somebody you've slept with?
No.
No, right.
Absolutely
That's
not.
That's the correct answer.
I think they were more popular than we were.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.